Time now for your comments. Concerning Morning Edition series on the dirtiest jobs in America, many of you pointed out even dirtier jobs than were profiled. The point being, there are a lot of dirty jobs out there, and somebody has to do them. Sue Kerr of Pittsburgh is a professional poop scooper, or pet waste removal specialist. She says that some people think her job is disgusting, but it's not all bad. She writes, "My father spent more than 25 years working in steel mills. The worst thing that can happen to me is stepping in a little poop. My disinfectant won't permanently disfigure me, and I don't have to worry too often about other people's errors creating job hazards. As long as there's soap and water, I'm pretty good." Ruby Spicer, a registered nurse in Freeport, Maine, says nurses derive a lot of joy from their jobs. However, acute care nurses persevere through each 12-hour shift, braving an onslaught of body fluids to provide life-saving care. Diane Joslin of Iowa City wrote about well drilling and environmental exploratory drilling. She does both and gets very dirty in the process of providing clean water and a cleaner environment. Jan Parzebach of Montrose, Colorado writes, "There are an estimated 100,000 people in his profession who work with dirt for a living. They're potters." The Morning Edition Dirty Work series profiled oil tank cleaners, estate movers, firing specialists, fish processors, sewer inspectors, and yesterday's final installment, industrial laundry workers. If you missed any of the six stories, they're on the website, npr.org. Send your messages to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.